with your hosts, Jordan Mills, Matt Pfeffer, and TJ Nocall. This is the Fifth Line Podcast.
Cromwell with a shot they made. Follow-up hit! Oh, what a save by Sergei Bobrovsky! And there's going to be a fight. Gold Trout! Oh, he just unloaded with a right hand right into the kisser of Milan Lucic! Here's Ryan Johansson with a puck down low for Boone Jenner, and he scores! It's tipped to the neutral zone. Foligno's got it. Comes in, shoots to the empty net, and he scores! A hat trick for Nick Foligno! Down to Jack Johnson, back in a shot, and he scores! And I got two words for you! Game over!
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Fifth Line Podcast. I'm Jordan, joined here by Matt and TJ. I don't know what order I did that last time, but I'm not even going to
fight with it this time.
Please don't. It's not necessary. It's
just
petty.
Comes natural. I'm sorry.
Let's leave the fighting on the ice.
Like they did with the LA Kings.
Yeah, it was a yard sale.
That was. It was beautiful.
It was good.
I was very into that one.
Yes, we were all work.
I can just hear the enthusiasm and excitement just pouring out of you right now.
I was, okay?
We're all kind of – all right, just to be honest with you, we're all a little kind of tired because we are watching games in the West Coast, and we're not getting to bed tonight.
Hashtag late night CBJ.
With the little moon.
With the moon emoji that we put after it. Yes. That we pretend Twitter actually made happen for us, but it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it's trending. It's been trending for 4 days now.
Mm-hmm.
And it beat issue 3 in Ohio.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean.
The most talked about subject in the state of Ohio last week.
And
this week.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome, America. But anyways, Jackets are winning now, which is a nice thing to see. Coach Torts is now 4-3 as the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. They seem to have turned a corner. I mean, what do you guys think?
I think we're on the right track.
I mean, we're on the road again on another long trip.
That's a Willie Nelson song.
Again.
We're out in California right now.
I just wait to get on the road again.
Yeah, we're out in California, and we've taken two on the road so far, which is not an easy task when you consider, I mean, San Jose, they haven't been playing the greatest lately, but they started off really well. L.A. Kings were 8-1
hot.
In their last nine games, and Blue Jackets kind of put the fire out last night.
They did put the fire out, and somebody who has the fire right now, I feel like, is Bobrovsky. You know, I think he's regained his confidence.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing like the Bob of old. I think the San Jose game, they had like 41 or 42 shots on net. And Bob had some incredible saves. Of course, the LA Kings game.
Yeah, let's not even talk about shots on net, because the entire second period, the Jackets had two or three power plays, and they didn't register a single shot. They
not
set the record
shot,
for
yeah.
the least amount of shots in a period
I'm
by the team.
I'm all about setting records, okay?
I took more shots than the Blue Jackets
last
night.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Well, the second period anyway.
Hey, the third period, though, they had like 15 or something.
It was ridiculous because we only had 8 at the end of the second. We finished with 25 or so.
Yeah.
They
were just
by the
saving
end of the game.
They were saving it for what mattered, the third period, okay? They were just saving up their energy, and it paid off for them.
Oh, yeah, it did. I mean, guys like Nick Foligno, he finally got his elusive goal this season against the LA Kings. Another guy that got his first goal this season, Matt Calvert, got the empty netter against San Jose.
The no-look behind the back empty netter.
All I got to say is Scott Hartnell. That's all I have to say.
Scott Hartnell, man.
Dude, when goalies attack – That was the name of the game. Was goalies?
How many is he up to? Like 5 goals now this year.
Yeah,
he's up there.
Dude, I'm telling you,
5 goals and 1 fight with a goalie.
Yeah. Well, hey, Quick made he.
Dude, instigated. He snapped. Like, and I like I like that fire. Like, you gotta have that one guy on your team that's kind of like, in a sense, an a-hole.
I love to have him on my team, but when he played for the Flyers, I hated him.
Yeah, and there are certain guys in the league that, like, we were watching the other day, and we're like, man, I hate that guy, but I would love to have him on my team.
Yeah.
And there's all those guys. And Scott Hartnell is one of those guys. Like, people would want that guy on their team right now. And Scott Hartnell was not the only one with some fight last night. I mean, my God, everybody.
The whole team.
Campbell had his second fight in as many games.
And he had his first goal with the Jackets, which is nice to see. That whole fourth line, honestly, I think is coming together quite nicely. When we were going 0-7, I feel like all of our lines weren't clicking, especially the fourth line. The fourth line was just there filling a void. They were just out there skating, nothing happening. Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward into the Tortorella era.
It's Blue Jackets hockey again with that fourth line.
Yeah,
they're rough.
Line.
They're physical.
They're grinders.
Out there.
They're out there. Yeah. And they're scoring, and I feel like they're meshing. Their passes are finally hitting the sticks.
Well, and people kind of look at the fourth line as like a demotion of some sort, and it's really not. It's I would want to be a fourth liner because that's the fun line.
Yeah.
You go out there, you check people, you hit them. And you're looking to get puck possession, and if you score, that's bonus.
And the San Jose Sharks game, they had they were out there for like over almost 2 minutes, I think, at one point because they didn't have an opportunity to do a line change.
No.
And they crowded the middle and they killed. I don't know if they were during a penalty or not, but they did their job and they didn't score. And eventually, obviously, they did the line change. But they were out there grinding the whole time. And if you're playing hockey, 2 minutes out on the ice on the NHL level. You're gonna get worn out pretty
quick.
That's
a marathon.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you say. Like, they're like, oh, why don't the players just stay out there the whole time?
Okay. You go do it. I skate around the chiller one time for Friday night skate, and I'm out of breath.
I'm out of breath just lacing up my skate. So
it's really hard.
Not even like a minute in like adult league hockey is a long time out on the ice. So I can only imagine what it's like for pros being out there that long.
The last time I went ice skating, I got really mad because I couldn't lace up my right skate. It kept just not being as tight as my left skate, and I stuck it in my friend's face and I made him tie it for me. That's how exhausting hockey is.
I don't know if it was exhausting or if he was just being a diva.
He sounded like a little kindergartner. He's like, "Please tie my shoe."
That's basically what I did.
"Please tie my shoe."
It was the All-Star Weekend with the rink outside at the park. And I was just like,
which is coming back again this year.
I know,
so you've got a chance at redemption.
Redemption.
You can go out there and tie your own skates.
We're
going to
periscope
time.
My redemption. I'm going to get it right.
There you go.
I didn't fall, though. Didn't fall once. I skate great. I just can't stop. Other than that,
Mendoza.
I'm good.
We got Mendoza over here.
Who needs to stop? I'm just all about
that's
going.
That's what
going,
the boards are for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, another guy I think that's coming off his sickness, Ryan Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
He's really – I feel like he's more physical now. Obviously, before he was sick, he was kind of like, eh. And, he's more physical, I think, compared to last year to this year.
I would say well-rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year he started showing signs of those where he wasn't afraid to start throwing the body into the boards.
Yeah.
I mean, because 2 years ago he was a scoring machine. Last year he still scored a lot of goals, but a lot of assists were coming out of him. And he was getting more physical. And then this year he's been throwing the body around a little more than
big
usual.
Big time. I mean, he's a big dude, obviously. I mean, he's what, 6'2", 6'3", I don't know.
6'4".
6'4".
Yeah, the Jackets have always talked about that when he finally grew into his body and knew how to utilize his body, that he'd become a really big key component of this team. And that's what it looks like it's happening. He has those nice soft hands with the scoring touch. He can deke and dangle his way through anybody. But he also can use his size to kind of impose his will on a couple of guys.
And see, this is very similar to what we had with Nash. Nash was the same type of player. He had the scoring touch. He could go out there and play with anybody, but he wasn't utilizing his body at first when he first came into the NHL. And then there was that one coach, a.k.a. Ken Hitchcock, that said, "You're playing two-way hockey." And I think that same development is happening right now with John Tortorella. He's like, "Hey, you're doing two-way hockey." And not like he wasn't doing it before, but now it's more like it's visible.
Yeah.
Like they're ganging up on the puck. Like he's like, okay, I'm not going to just sit here and wait for the puck. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
If I want it that bad, I'm going to go get it. And it's the same dynamic. I don't want to compare him to Nash because they're still different players. But I can't wait to see how this is going to transpire offensively for him. Because right now it looks really good on the ice, him going out and checking other guys. But now it has to develop into a well-rounded game where it creates offense for him.
Yeah.
Because he's got a great scoring touch.
Oh, he does. And
we all seen it.
But you say that, and he has one goal right now. I mean, that's kind of – I mean, he's supposed to be your, in a sense, all-star scorer, in a sense. And he has one goal right now. We're over, 12, 13 games in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd say
– I think, obviously, his hard work is eventually going to pay off. You're going to start seeing him hitting the back of the net. But right now, he's –
Well, yeah, and like I said, like, you know, he is the guy that you're supposed to be like, hey, that's our scorer. Mm-hmm. But this always happens when you have a team that starts out this slow.
Yeah.
And you don't have the luxury of saying, oh, yeah, we can just let him score goals.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had a couple of guys like that. I mean, guys that maybe have met expectations so far. I think Brandon Saad so far has lived up to what we were kind of expecting. He's got, what, 5-6 goals on the season, a lot of them power play goals too, which mm-hmm. is nice.
Yeah.
And then Hartnell, I think, maybe scoring this early in the season has exceeded some expectations. Same thing with Boone Jenner with the number of goals they score. But then you've got guys like Foligno and Johansson on the opposite end who have been scorers for your team that aren't really living up to their expectations at the moment.
If you can get those guys the score that typically aren't your scorers, and then once you get Johansson and Foligno hot, mm-hmm. you know, you have so many offensive weapons that eventually can come
at that
down
point
the pipe.
You're like, who needs defense?
Yeah.
We'll just score 10 goals a night and then not have to worry about it.
That'd be amazing.
And like I said, I think what it is Tortorella's mentality is coming in is that that defense will eventually become offense. So they'll we were so bent on making these like cute set plays. Well, that's not happening right now. We don't have cute set plays right now. We're getting into like Boone. When Boone scored the other night, that was just right off.
That's the brand of hockey that I know for the Blue Jackets of late. I mean, we don't need to be cute. That's not our thing. That's mm-hmm. not our style. We need to be getting the dirty goals. You know, we need to be just being scrappy. That's mm-hmm. our nature. That's our team. And I think when we get too fancy, when we make that extra pass that we probably shouldn't do. You know, that's when we're not playing our mm-hmm. style of hockey, our brand of hockey, Blue Jackets, blue-collar hockey. And I feel like the past couple games we've gotten back to our identity that everyone knows us as.
And there's a couple players I think are leading that charge. And I guess because they know Tortorella's style of play, they're actually taking that mantle and running with it. And that's obviously Dubinsky and Scott Hartnell. They're playing, you know, all-out hair-on-fire type hockey.
Is that a ginger reference to Hartnell?
If you want to. I mean, just go for it.
The youth on this team, though, I mean, they're playing just as hard as anybody else out there. Guys like Wennberg and Carlson, I mean, they're kicking butt out there.
Wennberg,
I love Carlson right now.
Yeah. As Wennberg looked good last night against the Kings. I thought he played his game well, helping out with Soupy. Yeah, Soupy got his first goal, and he was right there. Jack Johnson's doing some stuff too, man.
Am I crazy to say that Carlson kind of reminds me of a Calvert? Is that a bad comparison? I feel like they're both.
No, he's got that same, especially on the
scrappy
penalty kill. He's got that like obnoxious, like gnat that
exactly,
won't leave you alone type of thing.
Obnoxious. I'm gonna be on top of you the whole time. I'm gonna be the first one to that puck. You know, I'm gonna be everywhere at all times.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's Matt Calvert, and I think that's William.
It's Carlson. Matt Calvert with a blonde Swedish flow.
Yes, and the accent.
Yeah.
Yes. I believe you're right in that regard. He's defensive minded first, and I think you can tell he's teachable. He's a teachable guy, and I think from that point, when you have a guy like that, you can reward him later with goals. And
they'll come obviously. They'll
come. And we just heard a little bit from Tortorella before the game that we're watching now. He said he wants him to get a goal.
Yeah.
He wants Carlson to get a goal because. That will.
He's been close many times. So
he was close last night.
Yeah,
and I believe that will help him with his confidence, and he's going to start making a little bit more daring plays with the puck.
Yeah.
Right now he's playing very conservative, very hard nosed.
I think he's almost in a sense still learning the mm-hmm. ropes of the NHL, still learning the system.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he used to play for
Anaheim. Yeah. I mean, obviously he's been around for.
But this is a completely different system what Anaheim runs.
Yeah.
And obviously they have a lot more stars on their team than we do, but I feel bad for actually Anaheim this year. They had the same expectations that we did and at the beginning of the season. They're not living it up, so I feel bad for them. But, hey,
I don't feel bad for them at all.
We are good, though. We're good right
we're
now.
We're good. We're good. It's gonna be fun to watch.
What's October anyway?
We're undefeated in November.
Yeah.
I'm still holding true to that stat. Whenever we outscore our opponents, we haven't lost a game yet.
We haven't. It's science.
It's
science.
Math.
No one's fact-checked me yet to make sure to prove that I was wrong. So
I need a couple of days to do that. It's a lot of
research. Yeah, we'll need a source to confirm that.
Hey, but when we come back, we're going to play a game that I made up. I didn't make it up. It's actually a real game, but it's a CBJ version. CBJ Taboo. It's going to be fun. We'll be back on the Fifth Line Podcast. Hey, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, everybody. We're here. NASCAR.
Oh, my God. Seriously, we don't have to make a reference every
let's
show.
Let's talk about NASCAR.
No, let's not. Let's not. We have a game to play.
Jeff Gordon won Martinsville.
Oh my gosh.
And then Matt LaKenseth just takes out Joey Logano in turn one.
Yeah,
and just wrecks him.
Dude.
Purposely wrecks him.
I'm about
him.
To utilize Kenseth, the mute buttons
Matt
here until we move on to our wrecks new.
All right. Martinsville is like the Joe of
NASCAR.
It
is the oldest track on the circuit and the smallest track on the
circuit. Yeah, and it is Martinsville.
This thing's went down.
What else is the smallest is my patience for talking about NASCAR on this
podcast.
All right,
fine. Here we go. We're
don't
stop.
Set me up like that because there's other things I can say
if
right there.
If you'd like to join us for the post-artillery fifth line podcast, we'll do a NASCAR podcast after.
The boogity boogity.
The boogity 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 podcast.
Yep.
That's
all right,
way
so
too many boogities.
The don't knock Darrell Waltrip. Okay,
DW is a saint.
All right, here we go. We're going to play CBJ Taboo. Are you familiar with Taboo, both of you?
Do we have the buzzer?
No, I'm going to actually do it. I'm going to clock it.
Oh, okay.
You're going to just go like that, right?
Yeah. So okay. If those of you listening, if you've never played Taboo, the actual board game, what you do is you have one word or two words or a keyword or something at the very top of a card. And then right below that word, there's about five or six words. You have to describe this word to your teammate or to another person, and that person has to guess what it is. But there's about five words below the actual word, then those words you cannot use to describe that word.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Okay, so you're going to have one word. You're going to have about five words below that word. You cannot use those words to describe that word, and you have to describe that word to another person.
Okay. And right. Is it between me and TJ?
You and TJ.
Oh, boy.
So
you notice he always takes the easy way out.
Well, he
comes up with the games or moderates the game so he doesn't have to compete.
He's kind of like our Bob Barker. Like, he doesn't participate in the games.
I don't. I'm the host.
And
he is the Mike Todd of the games podcast.
I want Mike Todd's job. So, Mike Todd, once you retire, I will take over.
Yeah. I'll be Greg Murray.
So,
Charlie's already got that one pretty much locked down.
Oh, he does those jack out on the platform. He does that. He does.
So typically for Taboo, you get a minute. Well, this might be a little easier, so we're making it 10 seconds.
10 seconds,
you
my goodness.
10 seconds to describe your clue.
I can't even go to the bathroom in 10 seconds.
All right. Well, that is because you're old and you probably go every 10 seconds.
No, that's not true.
Okay. Well,
Matt
Pfeffer,
only when I drink.
Who we play rock paper scissors to go first? Just one set.
Okay.
Not best of three. Go. Stick your hand out. I'll commentate it.
Can I just do like just a drop the glove and punch, and then I automatically win?
Well, if you want to punch him, go for it.
Okay. Right.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay. You guys did it totally wrong.
Dang it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Not rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay.
What was that? A snail? Matt turns his scissors the other direction instead of up and down.
So
he puts them sideways, so it kind of looked
TJ,
like a snail coming at me.
It's gangster way of cutting things.
TJ had a rock. Matt had scissors. TJ, you can go first, or you can elect Matt
it was
to go
the,
first.
It was the gangster
I'm
going
to defer to the second half.
He's going to defer to the second half.
Okay.
All right. So, Matt.
That would have been easier to flip a coin, honestly.
Come over, slide over here, because I need to be the judge that you make sure you don't say the one
okay.
of you're going to have 10 seconds. I'm actually going to hold it for each of you. So
can we, like, give us 15? I think those extra five might just.
All right, 15 seconds. Actually, you can hold it because you gotta go. All right, ready, set, go.
He gets hit in the mouth a lot.
Brandon Saad.
Well, that was easy. Jeez. All right, I'll just say the words that Matt couldn't say were Chicago, 20, first line, winger, Dano, and Anisimov because of the trade, and then Stanley Cup winner.
So does he get a point or do I get a point? I get a point because I made it easy for him to guess.
I don't know how it works.
And normally in Taboo, you're supposed to play in teams against people.
Teams.
So in other words, we're playing against Jordan to see how many of these we can get right in the time limit versus
exactly.
See how hard he made them for us.
We live in the.
That's really sad that like our prize player gets hit in the mouth so many times.
We live in a culturally correct world, so everybody wins at this game.
Okay. Culturally, I thought it was politically correct.
All right, so
we're both
getting participation trophies.
You're,
way to go!
Great,
good job. You both did great.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Go.
Has a brother that plays on another team.
Foligno.
Gotta say the whole thing.
Nick Foligno.
Boom.
10 seconds. 10.3. The words that he could not say we're captain, hug, Bobrovsky, winger, and 71.
You couldn't have said – man, you could have said Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't know why. I could, the team wasn't popping in my head for a second.
All right. There's
here
your
we
next
go.
One. Ready, set, go.
My favorite.
Scott Hartnell.
God. I should have looked and see who got that first.
Well, either way, I could have told him his favorite.
All right, so the words –
your fellow
he,
AARP member.
Words, yeah.
Yes.
Words he couldn't say were 43.
I can't wait to
– the actual word heart. And sons, because you could have said, like, blank and sons.
Yeah, we could have done that.
Dad bod, because everyone knows he has a dad bod.
Naked coolers.
Flyers, Unburger, and then winger.
Did it have cooler on there?
No, it doesn't. You could have said naked cooler.
I could have said naked cooler.
Yeah.
We'll buy one eventually, Scott. Just hear us out. We'll buy one.
All right. There you go. And go.
Everybody chants his first name out really long after he scores or gets announced.
Boone. All Jenner. Right.
Man, this is too easy. I should have done this a lot harder.
Well, I mean, I just did the
well, point. Yeah, let's see. I couldn't say 38, Blue Jackets, winger. Can't say Blue Jackets? Obviously, it's a Blue Jackets game.
Well, what did I say?
You
whole
put
phrase.
You put No, you put Blue Jackets unless it's supposed to be Blue Jackets, winger, but I don't know why they'd be on two separate lines.
I think that's what I meant. I think it's
I couldn't say Canada, which is strange, too, because it's a Canadian game.
Sorry.
Roommates
Sorry.
With Ryan Murray and then an alternate or assistant captain.
Yeah.
I went – okay, we're currently watching the Anaheim game, and I just kind of went, woo, like that, because one of the players made a ridiculous save to help
We're not
McElhinney.
Watching it. No, we're not allowed to watch it. Nobody knows that.
No, we're – okay.
Because this is not – never mind.
We're not live, but –
okay, here we go. So, Matt, it's your turn. Go.
This one's actually a tough one.
Gregory Campbell. I don't know. I'm just taking a
read. No. Feisty.
Jared Bull.
No.
Matt Calvert?
No.
Feisty? What?
He, Tortorella.
Time's up, but I'm just going to, no, keep going. Just go.
All right. Torts' stepchild.
Oh, Dubinsky.
There you go. All I should have said that. That was actually a tough one.
Yeah. The words that you couldn't say were New York, Rick Nash, because obviously he came with the Rick Nash trade, 17, center, and alternate captain.
Yeah. So you could have technically, no, you can't say Doobie because it's part of his name.
Yeah, see?
Exactly.
That was a tough one. Then when I said it was Tortorella's stepchild.
Yeah, I gave it away.
Yeah.
This one's probably really easy because just of his position, but go.
Oh, wow. Sits in the crease all game long.
Bobrovsky.
Didn't even have Sergei on there either. The only player without a first name.
Well, you know what? That's how famous he is.
He's like Cher.
I almost wanted to say between the pipes, and I realized halfway down the list, nope, can't say that.
Yeah, I got it. So the
I should have said Jay Onright.
Yeah, you could have.
I could have done that.
The words TJ couldn't say were goalie, 72, hugs, Foligno between the pipes, stops pucks because he likes to stop the puck, and then goals.
But I can use stop pucks if Carlson's an option because he stops pucks.
Somebody just cleared one off the crease when we were watching the game. So
that was 9 seconds. I'm not even keeping tabs. So,
okay.
Go.
Oh, this one's fun. It's what we're known for.
Fighting?
No. What we're known for.
The fifth line?
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
I was almost about to say cannon for a second there.
I couldn't say Blue Jackets fans, Blue Jackets supporters. We are the fifth line. Fifth liners movement hashtag. I couldn't say any of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're known for starting the fifth line movement, but you're the fifth liners.
Oh, God.
Let's just get that cleared out.
All right, TJ, this is a good one.
All right. Good one. We want to bring him back.
Oh.
Inflatable.
Boomer.
Yes. Do we want to say the option, the words you're not allowed to say?
There's some derogatory
let's see,
ones.
former mascot, Stinger, which.
I mean, it corresponds to mascots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said not Stinger.
A cannon. Shoots T-shirts out of the top of the mascot. Well, I guess we beat the system. We only failed on one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say Doobie was
time.
The, yeah.
It's, I couldn't, I was just thinking, and I was on the computer, like, what can I just, what words that I can put on here.
He was thinking of what way he could try to embarrass us and make us sound stupid while moderating, but it didn't work.
No,
I should have had like 20 words below it. So you really
It would have taken me more than the 10 seconds to read the 20 words first and then formulate something to say.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well.
That was fun, eh?
Eh.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to close this thing out and maybe take some Twitter questions. I still got to check the Twitter machine to see if anybody asked any questions. But
sounds good.
We'll see what we can do, but we'll be right back on the Fifth Line Podcast. And we're back to the pod. Welcome back, guys.
We're in the pod?
We're in a pod. It's a very small pod.
It's our safety pod.
Yes. And we're going to take some Twitter questions before we close out this podcast. Do you guys want
to? I really need to like make us a jingle for that.
You should.
I watched too much Jimmy Fallon lately, and he has jingles for every little thing he does.
You should. You should get a voice.
Well, we don't have the roots on the paycheck, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
We could always try and see if maybe since they're a part of the team and we work with the team, if we could get like apparently now it's Ryan Murray and Alexander Wenberg are like the new two-man band. Boone Jenner gave up on his guitar lessons.
We should totally get them to be our live band during each podcast.
Except for that means we can't record during games anymore because
I will sacrifice that to have them as our live band.
I can see him like talking to Torello, like when Burke and Murray come up, like listen, we have another gig that we got to get to. We have to do the podcast.
You're just gonna have to healthy scratches tonight. Sorry, you know, ow, my arm's hurting me real bad. I think I'm gonna need the night off.
Hey,
that should just be a goal. It's probably never gonna happen, but a goal of ours to get those guys to perform on our podcast. Before the season's over.
Yeah, I'm going to follow my passion. I'm going to do jingles for a podcast.
I think if enough convincing, I think we can make it happen.
It doesn't even have to be jingles. Just get them to come on and perform a song for us. We can set up nice little studio for them to perform.
One of them better sing along to the song.
Yeah.
I don't know if one of them sings or not. They just play the guitar.
We should make up songs for them to sing.
We will. We'll be like DKM Hockey. We'll write our own songs.
There you go. Dennis Kelly from Boone's Goons, they can probably help us out. Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the Twitter machine box device inside my phone. And we have our first question comes from CBJ No Matter What. No Matter What, that's right. So, actually, that's not the handle. The handle is Can't Trade Me Now. Did Ryan Johansson get another Twitter handle?
That might be it.
Can't Trade Me Now.
That's probably what he does when he got scratched that one time.
Yeah.
He probably
just made Twitter handles.
That's another goal. We should all make the trip to Port Moody and go see if we can do a live podcast from his, not really live, obviously, our version of live, but from the center of his little sport court.
Next time he goes there, we'll hop on the plane.
Yeah, we'll go to Bunk's house and bunk with Bunk.
So Can't Trade Me Now wants to know, any idea who brought the hat? Love it. The one that they're wearing in the old locker room.
The Kepi.
I actually have a feeling that what happened was, recently we had the whole Back to the Future date, the time travel date, you know, from the movie. Mm-hmm. What happened was is that Doc went back into time during the Civil War, actually snagged one off of the head of one of the Union soldiers, and then brought it into the future and passed it on to us.
That's deep.
Yeah,
that's,
so we're trying to really channel our Civil War roots now.
That sounds a little bit like conspiracy theorist type deal.
I don't know. It's either that or you got –
Or
you
went
got,
to the –
Are
or,
you sure? I think issue 3 actually did pass because TJ is on something.
Yeah, I was going to say, or he did maybe just went to the blue line because they have him at the blue line.
Oh, do they sell him at the blue line?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
Who brought him? Who was the guy who initiated the hat to be worn.
I would have to say that would be the captain, right?
Is it the captain?
Yeah.
I mean, because in the past they used to do like a WWE title belt or whatever, and then they changed it up this year.
I like the kepi.
Although Dave from the Cannon Crew likes to claim that he lent Brandon Saad his hat.
Hashtag because it's the kepi.
Can't trade me now. To answer your question, we have no idea who brought the hat, but probably the captain. That's our sources say.
Ulysses S. Grant brought the hat.
From
the future.
Believeland 19 wants to know, pizza or tacos?
Well, we just had pizza for dinner.
We just had pizza.
And honestly, like, it depends on the tacos. I can't do Taco Bell. It's got bad nicknames for me for a reason.
Really?
Yeah. Taco Bell, so good when you've had a long night.
And they make me scared to try their breakfast.
Chipotle.
I have not been brave enough to try the breakfast.
Would you consider Chipotle? Chipotle has burritos, but they also
I get
have
burritos
tacos.
And burrito bowls. I don't ever get the tacos there.
I get burrito bowls from Chipotle because the burritos are way too big.
I get the tacos. I think they're good.
They're way too big to put in the mouth. So I like to get the bowl.
Speaking of tacos, what is the taco place that we keep hearing for all the time during the game?
Yabo's. That's a good place. I've been there.
I don't know where it's at.
There's one off of Powell.
I feel like it's when we got Sonics here in Columbus. They advertised for it for 2 months before we ever got one here, and I've never seen a Yabo's.
Every time I go visit my people over at the Ohio Machine, that's where we eat. We eat at Yabo's.
Yabo's tacos.
All right, next question is from Victorino. Victorino. Yeah, we'll go with that. I don't know why I said it like that.
Torino. Isn't that where we had the Olympics 1 year?
All I think of is Gran Torino with
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Man, that's a tearjerker of a movie. I'm telling you.
It's a great movie.
Yes, it is.
I feel like a part of – this is actually a hockey-related question, which is a surpriser because a lot of our followers don't
because we're experts.
I feel like a lot of the recent offensive success is more confidence in the blue liners instead of back of the net. Agreed.
I would agree with that, too.
Yeah, I think Torts' style – is defense first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think there's a lot
His style is block shots first, then defense.
Yes.
Yes,
but also, that just does not encompass the blue line. That encompasses everybody on
I think,
team,
yeah,
so.
I think we're playing defensively better hockey all around on both the front and the back end.
Yeah.
I mean, the wingers are actually, they're blocking shots. I saw Dubinsky go down for one the other night, and I was like, man, he got hurt.
Johansson came flying in, I think, against San Jose, came off the bench and, like, flew in and knocked a puck out.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said before in one podcast, the grinders are going to be rewarded in this system. So, if you're going to be a blue liner, everybody's a blue liner in this system. All five guys are skating on the ice.
Well, we need to get out of here with these hockey questions. Come on, give us a real question, something we can really
Where
answer.
Where are the NASCAR ones at?
Oh, my God.
How
quickly can they change four tires?
17 seconds.
Yeah, in 1992. Now it's like 11.2 seconds.
I was totally
kidding. let's move on.
No, 17 seconds is a normal pit stop.
No. Okay, if you want to go from first to 25th in one lap.
I've seen
I don't
worse.
Know what NASCAR race you're watching.
I'm watching the
If you're not out, if you're not out within 13 seconds, your pit crew sucks now.
That's probably true.
It is true. I mean, we're talking if you want to go to the days of Bill Elliott and Dale Earnhardt, 17 seconds was average. But now these guys are just like hockey, they're getting faster, more physical, these pit crew guys.
They're ex-football players.
Don't try and relate this to hockey now, just so you can continue talking about NASCAR.
I'm not going to debate him about pit stops because I usually watch them. But I'm watching who gets out first.
Well, you're not watching the time.
I'm not watching the time.
That's pretty crucial about getting out first.
No, I'm watching who gets out first because that's position change is so crucial right that time. So.
All right, whatever.
Do we have more questions?
We do, but, they're all kind of just – pretty average.
They're
right?
All hockey related, not some way you can spin off to NASCAR.
Yeah, one was about how did we like the physicality from the LA Kings game?
I think we touched on that.
Yeah,
actually,
that's why I didn't
in the podcast.
Want to ask it. We touched on it in the beginning part. I obviously love it. I love when it gets physical.
How about like good questions like pants or shorts? What would you prefer?
Well, depends on the season.
Some people wear shorts all year round. I've seen them.
Yeah,
I'm still with Jordan, though. It depends. If it's winter, I'm more than likely going pants.
The older I get, the more bundled up I want to be now. Because when I was younger, I would go outside without a coat, and there could be snow on the ground, and it didn't faze me.
Oh, I was the same way. T-shirt and shorts in the middle of the winter, and it was no big deal.
And now if I do that, I would fall
You're
over.
Sick for like a month, and it's awful.
But the
layers. Layers are important.
Well, I say this because some people in the summer prefer, like, they won't show leg. Like, I like shorts in the summer, but, you know, I'm clearly wearing, some people wear pants. That's all they wear is pants in the summer.
This is a riveting conversation.
Dude, we
so excited.
We are hitting the hard topics that affect society.
We are.
I think it's about that time when we're starting to have a really, really hardcore debate on pants and shorts.
When we're trying to ask ourselves questions. I think it's time to close the podcast out.
Aw.
But I think we had a good time. Hey, I know we want to touch on this before we go. We have a big announcement Tuesday. So if you're coming to the Jackets game, you're most likely going to want to hang around the Cannon at first intermission because we have a surprise.
We do have a surprise. If you know anything about our first intermissions, we usually send out a tweet in regards to samples of free stuff.
Yes.
And we're not going to reveal it.
Free 99, best price out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. So it's basically free stuff 2.0.
Yeah.
It has...
We might tease you with an extremely blurry, no way that you're ever going to make out what it could be image that we send out on the Twitter machine. But other than that, you're just going to have to show up.
Yeah.
That means you have to be at the game.
Yeah, Tuesday, and we can push it to Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to have plenty on hand. So, I mean, you know,
you're
not there Tuesday.
And by plenty, we mean it's it could be one item. It could be many of
items. It's limited edition, but we have plenty.
limited edition.
I will at least say this much. It doesn't bobble.
Doesn't bobble.
Yeah.
You can put it on you.
Yeah, it's not in.
And if you wanted to, you could put it on somebody else.
Yeah, and it's not a button. Let's just put it that way. It's not a button.
It is. It can fit in a bread box.
A bread box?
What's that
Who
game?
Even uses bread 20, box?
20 questions. That's like the go-to question. Can it fit in a bread box? No.
Oh, really?
You guys never played 20 questions?
Actually, you know what I just thought about it? We actually have a bread box at home, now that I think about it.
Next podcast, we're doing 20 questions.
Well, our super secret, Cannon giveaway, I'm just going to go put it in a bread box.
It'll be revealed from a bread box.
All right, we're done here.
We would so disappoint the entire crowd there. You know what we should do? We should get one of those big, like, overgrown, like, Christmas present things and, like, set it in the middle.
Overgrown. So Christmas presents grow, which means that they were probably which means they were probably unnaturally born.
I was gonna throw it there next. They're unnaturally born.
Overgrown. It's like a
oversized. Maybe
it's a measurement.
Oversized would be the
measurement.
Proper. You don't grow presents. You create the boxes. You build the boxes. They'd just be oversized.
Yeah, you're not physically. Do you water your Christmas presents before you hand them out?
If it's a chia pet, yes.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Well, with that being said, I think we should overgrow our exit here for the podcast.
We've unnaturally overgrown our podcast.
Well, you asked if we could grow a Christmas present, and chia pets are one of them.
All right. Well, hey, until next time here on the Fifth Line Podcast, we'll see you next time.
Keep the Fifth Line hot.
That was a great exit.
All right. We're out of here, guys.
Goodbye.